Importantly, my speed. I've been out here down in Florida training for the past 6-7 weeks and just showing how fast I am. I'm very fast.
What are you hoping to run?
A good time.
Are you doing workouts here?
No, I was training in. Yes, on Sunday. Yes, I will.
Where do you train?
In Tampa Bay, Saddlebrook Resort.
Are there any receivers that you've tried to emulate over the years? Being so tall, there aren't that many tall receivers. There are more now, obviously.
Yes. Not really, not for the most part. I try to look at any receiver that's doing good at the next level and try to take certain things that they do and put it into my game so I can be an overall good receiver. I look at T.O. and his ability and strength. Of course, Randy Moss and Plaxico Burress. I just try to put everyone's game into a one and just try to formulate the best possible player I can and as an individual.
What did you measure today?
They had me a little bit under 6'6", 217.
Any thought of you bulking up in the playing
tight end? No bulking up. Just become more faster and working on my routes.
A lot of wide receivers, first round wide receivers in recent years, have been kind of hit or miss. What can you do to convince teams that you'll be a hit?
Just go out there and give everything I can, and that's the only thing I can do. I can't look back in the past and see what other guys made mistakes at. I just try to learn from what they made their mistakes in and just strive for them and just do the best I could possibly do. I can't worry about that.
What would you say are your strengths? What's some areas you'd like to improve on?
I definitely say my strength is my ability to go up and maneuver my body to get the ball, my hands. I feel my speed, and especially at this next level, that's something I'm going to have to work on because everyone is fast. And yards after the catch, as well as blocking, I want to be the best. And to be the best, I criticize myself at every different angle each and every day in practice and just try to become a better player each and every practice.
Where do you see yourself fitting in this class? Do you want to feel like you're the best receiver?
I feel I am the best receiver in this class, and now I just have to make everyone else feel that way.
James, from basketball to football and coach, could you sum up your whole IU experience? It was a wild ride.
Yeah, even going to college for basketball and then just switching sports and Coach Hep definitely being the major reason for that. And now he's passing, looking down. But at the same time, this is my calling. This is what God had planned for me. I'm a man of God. I've always prayed, and this is my calling, and so I'm just here to do my duty.
How proud of him do you think he is right now?
I know he's smiling down on me, but at the same time, you got to stay focused. Until we in the Hall of Fame, we always got more work to do.
How do you prove to people? A lot of people who don't know you are going to question your character based on reports they heard.
Yes.
How do you convince the public and the GMs and the coaches that that is not an issue?
As a young man, I've never had no one to actually sit me down and tell me things I've done wrong, so I've learned from my mistakes. And I can honestly tell you, as a man right here, I tell you that I've made mistakes in the past and that I learned from them, and it won't happen again in any other area that I'm at. So that's all I can do, and just show them the actual person that I am. And that's what me and Coach Hep, we talked about a lot, and he told me that it was going to be some questions, but just show the world the type of man you are. And that's all I can do. I can't worry about the past, and I just look forward to the present and to the future.
Did you know during the season that you weren't coming back for your past year?
I knew it was a possibility if God blessed me and he told me this was my time. Like I said, me and Coach Hep, we actually planned this before he left, so I feel I was prepared for it.
What's the interview process been like with the teams? Have they grilled you, about as you expected, and how's that
kind of
going?
It's been going well. They in your face a lot, but I already expected that. It's a lot of questions that they want answers for, and if they're going to invest millions of dollars in a certain individual, then you got to be prepared for those, and I feel I'm prepared for them at every different angle.
Was there one particular uncomfortable question?
No. I have nothing to hide. I never had nothing to hide, and the truth will come out regardless. I'm a truthful, loyal type of person, and if I made mistakes, I admit them and then move forward. It's good, but I always feel I can get better. Like I said, I want to be the best, so it's always things that I feel that I criticize myself over and over each and every day, and I just try to be the best that I could possibly be each and every day, including the route reading.
What teams would you say have shown the most interest in you?
It's been a lot of teams that have been calling my coaches and saying good things about me, and Tennessee and Pittsburgh, San Francisco, the Bills. I mean, it's a lot of them, Jets. But for the most part, I can't worry about that. I just need to stay focused on what I'm trying to accomplish here, and that's to have the great interviews and go out there and run this town.
James, you said you were training in Tampa Bay.
Yes.
What do you think of the area?
I mean, it's a great area, great experience.
What do you think of the fact that Ben Roethlisberger is lobbying publicly for a big receiver, and would you like to fill the bill in Pittsburgh if that comes to pass?
I mean, I like to fill the bill wherever whoever wants me. I really don't have no choice. It was good for him to actually say that and give big receivers the opportunity to come out and have this opportunity to maybe fulfill what he's asking for. If I'm that guy, then if that's where God wants me to be, then I'll be there with him.
You mentioned Randy Moss. Could you see yourself playing opposite him?
I mean, that'd be great also. I've always looked up to Randy, what he done on the field. He's a great individual, a great player. And so I try to take things from his game and put it into mine.
A lot of Peter men don't like the big receivers now. You feel like this is a good time to be 6'6"?
Oh, definitely. I mean, with Plexico and how the year Randy had, I mean, it just makes it better for us coming in.
Have you ever met Ben due to his relationship with Coach
Epic? I met him, but I haven't really had a conversation with him like that. He came to a couple of games, and when I spoke at Coach Hep's funeral, he was there. So we came across each other, but really didn't have enough time to actually sit down and have a conversation.
Talk about the growth of IU's football program during your years, and do you see them continuing that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you grow each and every year. And we blossom, and that was our year to finally get to that bowl game that hasn't happened since 93, and hopefully we continue on each and every year.
Has there been anybody you've leaned on about, you know, to ask about this process?
I mean, really, my agent, he's actually set me down and told me the experience and what to expect. Talking to a couple guys that he has, Larry Fitzgerald, and a couple of friends that I have, and Charles Grant for the Saints, and I mean, friends that I have, and I mean, just asking about the experience. But even though they try to get you prepared for it, no one can actually get you prepared till you come here and see it for yourself.
What about Randall L? Have you ever met him or talked to him?
No. Eugene Parker.
James, what do you have to do when you get to the NFL? I mean, obviously your height is such a big advantage, but you know there's a lot of tall guys in the NFL. The corners are better. How do you have to adjust the game in order to make that more?
I mean, I just have to watch more film and find more weaknesses and learn more about the game of football. Like I said, I actually went to college for basketball and switching it over, and I just really took the mentality from the basketball and turned it over in the football field, and my ability took over. This is what God has planned for me, and just continue to grow each and every day and motivate myself each and every day, and I feel I'll do fine as long as I get adapted to it. Yeah, I feel I will, and I mean, if I'm not, then after we get this combine over, I'm being there working on the things that coach is telling me I need to work on. I'm a workhorse, and when I see weaknesses in my game, I try to fix them.
What was the grade you got from the advisory committee?
Grade, I don't know.
Oh, you didn't ask for
round?
No. First.
James, were you happy for Coach Lynch, and also will you be somebody that stays close to the program in years to come and maybe help, you know, keep a family?
Definitely. I'm very happy when he got the extension. Well deserved for a man to come in and take over for our coach that actually had the program laid out and then actually take us to a bowl game. Is well deserved that he got that. And of course, I'm going to be around. Not that many guys from Indiana actually go to the next level and especially be successful. So I feel that this is definitely a blessing, and I have to share that with the other teammates as well as the ones that's coming in.
James, have you had a chance to talk with any of the basketball players that you knew about everything that's been going on there?
I talk to DJ often, but I never really talk about what we going on in sports. We just friends, so we talk about everything off the field and off the court. But I mean, whatever happens, he has no control over it. He's having a great season. I wish the best for him.
Is it disappointing to you though to see what's happening?
Yeah, it is, because Coach Sampson is a great coach and he's a great individual. I actually had sort of planned on playing this year. Had a conversation with him before the season started for a couple of hours, and laughing and everything. So I mean, yes, it's devastating to see that, but things happen and you have to move on.
What are some of the different 40 times you've run over the years in Indiana recently? Can you give us some?
Say that again.
What different 40 times you've run?
I've never ran a 40. I never ran it. So the times that you guys have, I honestly don't know where you got them from.
What are you timed in? 100 then?
Every time I did the pro day, no one ever actually taught me how to run the 40. I was a basketball guy. I'm used to.
What distance are you running? More 50s, 60s, 100s? Do you have a time in any certain?
No.
Yeah. Tampa.
I mean, I've always thought I was better in basketball, but I just look at my potential in football now. So it's much greater than it was in basketball. So basketball is history.
What about in Tampa? Did you run some 40s when you trained?
Of course, yeah.
Well, you said you never ran before.
No, I'm saying before my actual training.
All right, so what were you running in Tampa? What was some of your
times? Some good times. You guys just wait and see.
You talked about with the interview process that they want to make sure who you are. What do you tell them? What do they ask you? What do you tell them to try?
I mean, they just go about the background and things I've been through and the things I've learned. They understand that as young guys, you make mistakes, and they just want to learn that you have learned from those mistakes and that it won't happen again. And just like I said, they're going to invest millions of dollars, and you just have to make sure that you're the right choice.
You said you talked to Coach Sampson. Why did you decide not to play this football?
Because this is my calling, and this is I'm trying to do whatever God wants me to do, and he's telling me football is definitely the way.
You played in the same conference in high school as Anthony Spencer and Bernard Pollard. You ever talk to those guys now?
I talked to Bernard. Matter of fact, I talked to Bernard last week. Just give me a lot of encouragement and tell me I'm the next one up. And then just go out there and have fun through this process. I understand that it is stressful, but at the same time, you have to enjoy this journey.
Last question, guys.
James, coming from a high school program that wasn't very successful, was it difficult getting the exposure to get to a big-time program?
Oh, definitely. I feel I always was at the bottom. I sort of like being at the bottom when people doubt me. That just gives me more determination, and when I actually do it, it just makes me feel much more, it just makes me feel better. I just say it like that.
Thank you.